case, I'm just going to ask you about your blogs have been very, very vivid, very, very interesting about the kind of things that you've seen. So what have you been up to today?
Today, every day just kind of runs into one continuous long day. So let me, well, I mean, today, I mean, these are very practical things, and it makes you realize how dependent we've become on the internet, because actually communicating with other people in on Leyte Island, you know, next door can be very difficult because, you know, the phone reception is sometimes very bad. The internet has been, you know, down a lot of the time, and Cebu City was not directly affected. So, I mean, you know, people kind of forget that, you know, poor internet connection affects aid work and relief work as well. It also affects families affected. I mean, we've seen in Ormoc City and driving outside it, there are places on the road where people are crowded, and we think, oh, there must be a food distribution going on here. And when we get closer, what in fact people have discovered is that one tiny point is where the mobile phone reception is really good. And
Oh,
so
I
you might have
see.
300 people in one little spot on the side of the road on their phones, ringing home or texting family or discovering, you know, where's their food, where's the distribution. You know, is there a bus coming out of Tacloban? So, you know, communication is still, I know people find that really hard to believe after 10 days, but, you know, reception, mobile phone and communication is still really poor, and that really affects communities and it affects the response.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Because I mean, COSI, our local help agents, local partner on the ground, actually before the typhoon, they texted. Was it many of their OPAs, wasn't it? And warned them about it. So I mean, they themselves, it sounds like the structures on the ground themselves are sort of so dependent on the internet, on infrastructure, on mobile phones, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody, you know, like across most of Southeast Asia now, mobile phones are affordable and people do all of their work on mobile phones, including, you know, sending money home, you know, remittances from children, you know, children, the middle generation, older, you know, adult children living in Manila or living, you know, over the States send money home and text home all the time. So that's been a bit of a blow for people, I think, really.
Yeah, I can imagine. In terms of what's going on the ground, so from what you've seen, what do you think are the sort of major priorities that are either addressed or not being looked at in so much details? What are the things that really sort of leap out?